This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, for June 9th through June 15th, 2006.
Israeli army kills 7 family members on Gaza Beach and 21 others in West Bank and Gaza Strip as the army staged up its extrajudicial killing policy. Meanwhile, Palestinians, along with Israeli and international supporters, continue to resist the West Bank annexation wall as Palestinians continue with their national dialogue session in a bid to stop the infighting and end the financial crisis. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
This Friday, several Palestinian legislators and senior officials joined hundreds of Palestinian, Israeli, and international peace activists in this week's protest against the annexation wall. This week, the subject was Israeli attacks on journalists. Protesters carried a pyramid covered with the pictures and names of 6 local and international journalists killed by the Israeli army since September 2000. 9 protesters, including 2 international peace activists, were injured as troops violently attacked the demonstration. After the protest, Israeli troops invaded Belayin. They fired tear gas, rubber-coated bullets into homes and streets. 6 residents were injured, including 3 children.
And now highlights from the Palestinian Center for Human Rights weekly report on Israeli attacks against Palestinians. This week, the Israeli army killed 28 Palestinians. 27 of them were in the Gaza Strip, and 21 were unarmed civilians. 7 came from the same family. More on this later. Also this week, 67 Palestinian civilians, including 20 children, were wounded in Israeli gunfire in the Gaza Strip. The army conducted 7 extrajudicial assassinations this week. We'll tell you about 3. 10 civilians, including a man, his child, and his brother-in-law, and 4 medic personnel, were killed when an Israeli gunship fired a missile at a Palestinian vehicle in a crowded residential area in the Gaza Strip. The helicopter waited for medics and bystanders to gather, and then dropped another bomb, killing 2 medics and wounding 40 civilians. 2 members of the Islamic Jihad, the target of the attack, were also in the car. In a separate incident, 4 Palestinians were assassinated in Rafah, the southernmost city in the Gaza Strip, including Jamal Abu Sahadina, Secretary General of the Popular Resistance Committee, who was recently appointed by Hamas to the position in the Ministry of the Interior. Following the assassination, 3 Palestinian civilians, including 2 brothers, were killed in an attempted assassination on Jabaliya refugee camp in northern Gaza.
And now a report on how settlers in Beit Ain are being supported by the Israeli military, police, and secret service in their campaign to seize land owned by a Palestinian family near Hebron. Jaber Abu Salaibi owns 50 acres of land at the border, where the Palestinian village of Beit Umar meets Beit Ain settlement. He has documentation proving his ownership and has filed 8 different police reports with the Gush Etzion police concerning the settlers' destruction of his property and assaults on him. However, the civil administration and police claim the land has been sold to settlers, although there is no documentation to prove this. The police have barred Salaibi access to his land and last Friday told him that if he or his wife stepped the land, they would be beaten by settlers.
Just after a 3-hour meeting between Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh to smooth out the differences between Hamas and Fatah, clashes erupted again. The meeting, which was also attended by some faction leaders, resulted in an extension of the dialogue for another week to reach a final decision on the national conciliation document authored by Palestinian political prisoners. The main issues of conflict are the document's implicit recognition of Israel and the status of Palestinian Liberation Organization. Abbas has been pushing for the approval of the document with the goal of alleviating the financial crisis that is now strangling the Palestinian economy and pushing the nation rapidly towards starvation. Hamas and Islamic Jihad has so far refused to sign, calling it a concession to Israeli and American demands and their chosen tactic of siege. Abbas has set a public referendum for the end of July, which Hamas and the Islamic Jihad says the president does not have legal right. After the meeting, clashes broke out when a crowd of Hamas supporters conducting a funeral march for a member who was killed in clashes with Fatah. Hamas officials say that they passed the preventative security building in Khan Yunis, members of the preventative security opened fire at the crowd, a claim the security officers deny. And on Wednesday, a Hamas operative was killed in clashes between Fatah militia and a newly formed special force gunman. And following Tuesday's convening of parliament, a group of Fatah gunmen stormed Haniyeh's West Bank office and set it on fire. Haniyeh was not in his office as Israel has banned him from traveling to the West Bank.
The financial crisis in the West Bank and Gaza Strip continues, although last week employees whose salaries are lower than $350 received 1 month's salary, 165,000 civil servants still have not received paychecks for 3 months. The government needs some $150 million per month to pay state employees, and while money has been offered, the U.S. has declared any bank that transfers money to the Palestinian government as aiding terrorism. This Wednesday at noon, a group of angry governmental employees stormed the Palestinian Legislative Council headquarters in Ramallah while the MPs were in session, demanding the salaries be paid so they can feed their families. On Wednesday, Palestinian Foreign Minister Dr. Mahmoud El-Zahar managed to transfer $20 million to Gaza. Israeli security officers stopped him in Rafah crossing point. However, President Abbas intervened to allow the money into the Gaza Strip. Just days earlier, the security men at the crossing had detained Salah el-Baradawil while he was on his way to Gaza with 4.5 million euros. Last month, Hamas spokesperson Sami Abu Zuhri carried over 500,000 of euros to the Gaza Strip in belts around his waist. However, this money was not allowed by Israel.
Last Friday afternoon, an Israeli gunboat fired shells onto a beach of Beit Lahia, killing two parents and their five children, the youngest of whom was 5 months old. The Galia family has been enjoying a picnic outing. The family was hit by artillery shells fired by an Israeli gunboat. At least 30 civilians, including 10 children, were wounded in the shelling. The only surviving member of the family is 10-year-old Hoda, who was captured on television crying hysterically next to the body of her father. President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh have both offered to adopt her. The Israeli army initially denied responsibility for the shelling and said that a Palestinian Qassam shell or a mine killed the family. But Mark Garliasco, a former Pentagon battle damage expert who surveyed the scene of the explosion, said yesterday that evidence points to Israeli land-based artillery shell. Garliasco worked in war zones including Iraq and Kosovo during his 7 years in the U.S. Department of Defense and is now a senior military analyst for Human Rights Watch. Following Garliasco's findings, Human Rights Watch called for an independent investigation into the killings.
That's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, www.imenc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Maya Williams-Carpenter
and Stacey Miller.